into consideration that, you know, imagine this is situation that you're in. You're in a cafe with your friend, you're talking about business or relationships, and suddenly you remember that you want to talk about this. Yeah. Okay, so make it act a bit, make it feel like it's a real scenario. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, Marek, how are you? I'm really happy that we have decided to go to a trip together.
We're going on a trip together?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going on a trip together, to be honest.
Yeah, if you don't remember, we had decided a time ago. And,
Some time ago.
And we need to make a plan nowadays.
Where are we going?
So we are going to England, and we need to plan this trip in advance.
We're going to England? Where does it say we're going to England?
Yeah, we just invented that anyway.
Totally. That's a fail.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we're moving in together.
Yeah.
We're moving into the same house together.
Yeah.
So let me take the microphone. Yeah. So Robert, I'm really excited that we are going to move in together.
Okay.
You know, I've been living at my parents for so long, and they're driving me crazy.
Oh yeah.
And I'm really excited about having my own independence.
Yeah. Okay.
Start again. Give me an introduction.
Okay.
And I want something as specific as what I've given you, but totally different.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Yes, Marek. I've been living with a colleague of mine, but he suddenly has bought a new apartment. So I need to move. So we decided we can move in together. And I think it will be a good idea to start to organize all the things.
Organizing
all the things.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. But you know, I know that we've got quite different ideas about, you know, what it means to live together. So maybe we should talk about that.
Yeah. For instance, what do you think about the idea of having two bedrooms for the two of us?
Two bedrooms. I mean. That's not really enough. I mean, I work at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, I need like an office space as well. So we need to have three bedrooms and convert one of them into an office space.
That could be a possibility, but I don't think we have enough budget to have a flat of three bedrooms.
We don't have enough budget. No, our budget is not big enough.
A budget is not big enough for having that. But anyway, we can. Maybe we could make an arrangement, and we can get it.
We can get that.
Okay.
Get that rather than get it. Yeah, I mean, you know that I've recently bought a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about that, and I was thinking that whatever space we find, it's gonna need a parking space,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
I don't quite agree with that idea. I think that we really don't need a parking place.
A parking space.
I mean, I'm using a bike. I think you can use a bike as well, or even a motorbike. I don't know if it will be a good idea to have.
Yeah, but I've just bought my new car, so I mean, I can't leave it in the street. Somebody might key my car. Do you understand that?
To key a car, yes.
Yeah.
But as you know, we live in a cycling distance with local amenities. Yeah, I know that you can leave your car. Maybe we can. I got a friend that has a garage.
Mm-hmm.
We can use it in order to leave the car there.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. I mean, would he? How much would I have to fork out for the parking space?
Maybe it's 30 pounds a month.
Yeah, that sounds feasible. I wouldn't blink an eye. I wouldn't bat an eye at that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the best use of that expression. I shouldn't shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
What's that?
Shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. Shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, so I think I'll take you up on that offer. That'd sound great. I was thinking maybe it would be nice to live in the suburbs, don't you think?
Yeah, that could be also a good idea, but I think that it's quite difficult to have the same conditions in the suburbs that in that
as
in the city center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we had everything at just 10 minutes walking, and
mm-hmm.
if we live in the suburb, maybe the distance are doubled.
The distance will be double.
Will be doubled. And I consider that it's much better to live in the city center.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you need a lift sometime, I can drive you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to cycle everywhere necessarily.
Yeah, but the thing is, I like
cycling.
I like cycling. Yeah, I think it's. I'm a cycling person, bike sort of person.
I'm a bike sort of person.
I'm a cycling person, and I think. I prefer going by cycle. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I'm into cycling as well. But, you know, I just like to use my car from time to time. But let's talk about something else, because I'm getting frustrated with this point. Air conditioning. You know, it's everything for me. It's a must.
Yeah, I understand you. But... would like to contribute with an electric fan and a heater.
Yeah, but that's only going to cover one room at a time.
Yeah, but at the moment we can put it in just in the corridor.
Oh, come on, that's not going to help at all. We need to kind of invest, you know, it gets hot here in Spain or Britain, wherever we are.
Yeah, maybe we can do it, yeah. Maybe we can save some money in order to the air conditioner. Yeah.
To what?
To the air conditioning.
We can save some money to install.
Install.
Air conditioning.
Equipment.
All right. So at least we agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
What else were you thinking?
I think internet. Not having internet at home.
Home.
Home. We are also We also dependent on technology, and we can't forget about it.
That's not your point. Your point is that you don't want the internet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm saying that we don't need internet just at home, just at work. No.
Okay, I understood. Just at home. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I totally agree with the fact that we need internet at work, but we also, I mean, it's imperative that we have internet at home. To be honest, I mean, you know, I work from home.
Yeah, maybe we can have a kind of installation, but just for a couple of hours. I don't think that we really need internet all the time, but I mean, if you insist, we can do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm blown away by the fact that you would even suggest such a thing. I mean, I need to be straight up with you. If you have any intention of moving in with me, we're going to have internet. I'm willing to forego. You know, the air conditioning and the garage,
yeah.
But you know, Wi-Fi is the air that I breathe.
Yeah, this is of paramount importance for you. Okay. Okay, we can do that. Yeah.
All right. So look, I mean, let's start looking for places,
mm-hmm.
and we can exchange ideas over email and finalize an idea maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, you know, take the initiative.
Yeah.